especially in the beginning, you need to focus on one thing at a time. Do one thing really great instead of 10 things okay.
Welcome to this episode of the Unstoppable Business Podcast. In this episode, we're talking to Ocleo. Ocleo is on a quest to promote women's sexual wellness through a diverse library of autoerotica programs. Ingenious CEO Celine Fierro sits down with us to discuss the power of focusing on one thing, why competition is a good thing, and how to be driven by inspiration instead of stress. All right, Celine, I guess the first thing I want to talk about is the story behind Ocleo. Put me in the room. What was happening at the time when the idea for this app came up?
The idea came up last year, and it was basically me got a lot of interest in sex toys. And I was looking into, okay, why aren't there any like organic or environmental friendly toys? So I started looking into that market and found that there weren't many. And that is because many of the toys are made from silicone, and silicone is quite environmental friendly since it has a very long, how do you say, living date, or like it's long.
Right. Biodegrade, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to build a community around this organic, environmental friendly sex toys. And I spoke to my co-founders. We've been running companies together before. And he said, oh, but for that, you need an app. We started looking into how we can link these toys with an app. And then we realized that we don't have any background in supply chain, but we know tech. So we started from there and then realized that there's a huge market in this audio erotica. So let's just focus on that. Especially in the beginning, you need to focus on one thing at a time. Do one thing really great instead of 10 things. We hyper-focused on things that you can listen to while using sex toys. And we ended up focusing on what we're doing now.
Gotcha. And at the time when you were sort of creating this app, was there already competitors in the space that you found?
Yeah, there was a couple of competitors in America and in Europe. So we were like, but okay, this market is big enough for many players. And we looked into what others were doing and what we could do differently. So that's why we ended up with the feeling of authenticity that we felt were missing among the other audio erotica companies. We wanted to embrace that and make that our thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, that sounds like people definitely need that when it comes to something personal. Like,
yeah, for sure.
One of the hardest things about like a startup is explaining what you do. Have you found that to be difficult with Ocleo?
I'll say I run an erotic app that targets women. When they don't understand, then I usually say, but you know, men watch porn and jerk off, and women listen to our content and masturbate. So I try to explain it in that way, and then they're like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I see.
And it's also like, many, I get the question like, okay, so this is like a audiobook, but with erotic content. And I try to explain that this is something else. This is more like a meditations app where we curate a lot of different type of erotic content. And not only like regular hot stories, we have that too, but we have other content too. So we try to explain ourselves more as a meditation app, something you can listen to every day or every week when you have like a mission to be completed, like you want to be turned on or you want to masturbate. Same with the meditations app. You want to meditate for 10 minutes and you need help with that. Kind of relatable in that sense.
And what has been the response like from women who have sort of picked up your app?
We haven't done any interviews yet, but we get a lot of user feedback from forums that we have when people listen and how they rate. So no, we get a lot of good feedback, and there are some voices or creators that are more popular, and we always get the question, when do new episodes come from this person? It seems like we have found a couple of people that seem to like the app, so we're trying to develop it from there.
That's awesome. And Celine, you mentioned before talking to investors. What is that experience like? Did you have experience talking to investors in the past, or is this completely new to you?
No, I had a little bit of experience, not too much experience though, but it was quite easy because we ran into a couple of investors that are our friends that really wanted to invest. So the pitch process were quite fast, both of our rounds. We did one very small round of 200,000 euro and then another one of 1 million euro. It was basically our friends' network that like had heard what we were doing and wanted to know more and invest.
Oh, that must be really nice. Having friends who like invest like that? Because a lot of people have to go through that process of like finding VCs, dealing with investors.
Yeah, we haven't actually targeted. We're too early for a VC. Maybe that's like in the future, within a year or so. So now we are like working on getting good measurements on everything that we're doing and get a good customer acquisition and good retention. And so to show a VC that we can be profitable.
Right. I see. Selena, it sounds like it's been very, very good, you know, like very successful. Were there any embarrassing failures you had to face during this process?
No, I wouldn't say that. We didn't have any, like, I mean, we haven't succeeded, but we haven't failed yet. So we are in the process of developing either a failure or a success. So who knows?
Gotcha. Yeah. And at this phase of the business, Celine, what's the number one biggest challenge that you find you're facing right now?
Good question. I think internally, I would say, since this is the type of content and the type of sex in general is very personal, and everyone has their own idea and view of what that is and what turns them on. So one challenge internally is to build a product that is commercially driven, but still keep that everyone internally agrees on what that is, so that everyone drives to the same goal or on the same road. Externally, I would say we're working a lot on like retention, getting people back and getting people to use the app many times. We don't want to be too like pushy, like sending out emails or push notifications. Or so we're very Swedish in that sense. We want people to come to us by inspiration. The fine line between being too pushy versus being not pushy at all, I would say.
Right. To sort of get more people to adopt.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely a fine balance. Yeah. Because I mean, I'm sure it can turn some people off if you're being a little too pushy, right?
But still, we want to notify people when new things come in and when we have new features and so.
Yeah. So Celine, can you walk us through a day in your life? Kind of like when you wake up all the way to when you go to bed at night. What does that look like? Mm. What does a day look like on average for you?
Well, I get up at like 7 o'clock. I go to work. It's like 20 minutes from my apartment. And I start my day with looking into, okay, what has been coming in terms of tracks and what do I need to listen through? Is there any emails I need to answer? Then I look into our statistics and say, okay, what is trending? What do people seem to like and why? And look a lot at the data. Then I go work out. Usually I do yoga during lunchtime or Barry's bootcamp with team. We do that once a week. And then usually I sit close to the content team or close to the like product and design team. And like, what do we need to focus on? What's like, so I focus a lot on the content, but I try to also combine both growth, social media, product design and content together and make sure that everyone is in alignment with what we are doing. I change colors every day since I need to stay updated with all the, I cannot say department because we're just 10 people, but sometimes I'm zooming in where I'm needed, basically.
Gotcha. Yeah. So like a chameleon, like you said, changing
colors.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, Celine, so what do you think your vision is for Oclio for the next 5 to 10 years?
Our vision is to make sex better for everyone, both men and both women. And we're creating like a compelling app that makes it easy for everyone to have that or incorporate that in their lifestyle. So my vision is to create something that gives women a good self-confidence that the women also can take into their relationship, make the sex life in the relationship much better so that people become more happier. That's the vision. And we're using app, web, and social media to communicate that. I'm very into like general and holistic wellness. And I think sex is a very important part in that. My vision and mission is that we can make everyone aware of how much they can do on their own with our app, that it becomes a healthy routine, just like going to the gym or meditate or watch a movie when you're into it.
Right. Wow. That's a beautiful thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Celine, to leave us off, what's your philosophy for living and for success? Is there something on your mind that, you know, you think about every single day? Is there something that you sort of live by?
I mean, I live by so many things, but in general, always start with oneself. You want to change things, change yourself. If you are annoyed or feel stressed, like start with yourself and then look into what you can do to adapt to the situation. Yeah, that's something that I'm personally working a lot on right now. Work hard, play hard, have fun. And life should be easy. Things should be easy. So don't fight nature. Things will come when the timing is right. Yeah, of course, you should work hard, but not work against nature. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Because before, you know, we started recording, we were talking about how, you know, you have like 5-week vacations and you guys are a lot more relaxed and you're really focused on play. And I mean, some people working in the world, they might be a little burnt out from working too much. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like no one gives a good result if you are stressed or if you are in a bad place. So it's important that everyone feels good and that you have a good balance. Then of course, like I don't have a good life balance, but I'm passionate about my work. So of course I work more than I have free time, but I'm not stressed about it. So if you work hard, it should be by inspiration and not by stress. That's important.
Right. So Celine, thank you so much. How can listeners connect with you?
I'm on LinkedIn and by email at celine@oakleo.com. So anytime.